What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Here we go. It is hour number four of the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan. An NBA free agency is off and running. It's time for a sports hodgepodge with Eric Chiafalo in just a second. General at your service. If you see me, bear me. N.A., we're live at the Globe here tonight. Rangers baseball is coming up at 6:30. A must sweep series against the Orioles. 2.5 back in the wild card. It's go time.
It's go time.
I'll tell you what. We've been coming to this ballpark for many years, seen some great times. There is a wet blanket hanging over this situation. I think last night's 12th inning game is the reason why, Brian.
I think the weekend there was a lot of hope and, a lot, and really great crowds.
Yeah.
You know, great crowds here, and they were getting into it. And then, you know, Seattle's a good team. I mean, right now playing .500 baseball, didn't hit the ball particularly well, but, you know, found a way to score some runs and get some timely hit. You know, your old buddy, you know, knocks you out of the game yesterday. But I just kind of feel like, though, that every time it feels like that they're going forward, they're going to make a little bit of a push, then something happens where they don't get the timely hit. They don't get the base runner over. They don't make the play in the field. You know, it's just always something that sets this team back. And
It's
disappointing. It's just disappointing because they could have won 2 of 3.
That 11th inning,
they got a guy at third and could not get the winning run home.
Well, they could have won all three. They could have swept the series. I mean, that's what sucks.
Yeah, and we would feeling a lot different about this baseball team right now if that was the case.
Well, maybe we can get some hoop fun going. Here's Chief with a sports hodgepodge as NBA free agency is off and running. Chief, what are we looking at?
Well, I would imagine a lot of people like me are just refreshing the Sham Charania Twitter account, waiting for news to break. He did tell Pat McAfee earlier today there are going to be some big-time deals, a lot of money getting thrown around. And, I mean, the NBA is good for that, where you're like, wow, this guy, really?
Yeah.
He's going to be making like $20 million a year or something ridiculous?
Well, how about Harden getting that contract from the Clippers the way he did?
Josh Hart just texting. It's 6:01, well, Eastern time. I ain't seen one deal. What happened to the game that I love?
Yeah.
I think NBA free agency now, it's just – we talked about that on our Bet Nation show yesterday. It's a bummer. It's just not the same.
It's definitely not the same as what it was when you had, I mean, the biggest superstars in the league changing teams on what felt like a pretty regular basis.
It is official with D'Angelo Russell, though. He's a Maverick.
Okay. All right.
Evan Porter reporting D'Angelo Russell signing with the Dallas Mavericks.
Okay, yep. Mark Stein's been all over that, and he said, like, even just a couple of hours ago, teams around the league felt like that was a surefire situation. So D'Angelo Russell now added to the Mavericks, something we sort of expected there. I don't think anybody is super in love with that particular move, but what you don't have a ton of options here.
I like the move. You know, I don't love the player, but I might love the move just because of, hey, you're not tying your wagon and your chances to D'Angelo Russell. You're hoping he can give you something for 50 games, and then when Kyrie comes back, he can be a spark plug, a creator off the bench.
Yeah.
Or maybe a ball-handling two-guard next to him. Like, if your team is a non-playoff team and your big signing is D'Angelo Russell and you nearly max him out, you have massively screwed up. But if you're the Mavs and you can get him for 2-12, I think this is the perfect point of D'Angelo Russell's career where nobody thinks he's a potential superstar anymore, and maybe even he is acknowledging, hey, I have to try to fit my game into a team environment a little bit more if I'm going to have more success.
Yeah, that's true. And he's played with Anthony Davis before, so he's got some of that, hopefully chemistry or whatever. He's had some years where he's shot the three ball pretty well.
Yeah.
So we'll just hope
he's gone on some runs where you're like, holy cow, is D'Angelo Russell starting to figure it out? And then the next month is back to being volume shooter, inefficient man. But I think this is great. This is a great signing. You know, to get it at $6 million, wow.
Yeah, absolutely. And that was something that was huge when they had that money open up on him. Of course, we're all on sort of LeBron watch now as well, as he opts into his deal yesterday, 1 year, $52.6 million, and then immediately his agent comes out and talks basically just about how bad the state of the Lakers roster is right now, and LeBron wants to be in win-now mode. The Lakers might not quite be there, and they all want what's best for LeBron, but Ramona Shelburne talking about, in terms of Lakers roster moves, they're not consulting with LeBron this year really at all.
Yeah.
This is, I think, Luka's vision more than LeBron's vision,
sure.
as it should be.
And is that going to push him out? I think that's the most interesting thing. Like,
it might already have.
Is he going to feel
it
like
that? Yeah. Am I right? He never opts in, right? I mean, this is first time, long time.
First time he's ever been
on a 1 year deal, right?
Expiring deal.
Did the Lakers not want him to opt in? You know, because if I'm the Lakers right now, I need to go all in. I need to trade LeBron for Luka's supporting cast parts.
Right. And unfortunately,
that's why you got Finney Smith and guys like that kind of circling around over there.
Yeah, he's gone now.
They want Herb Jones, the great Pelican. That's what Lakers fans are hoping. I mean, everybody wants him, but they're trying to get DeAndre Ayton
someplace.
Finney Smith. Well, he's rumored to possibly go to Houston. Houston's the favorite
Houston
right
was
now.
Talking about. I know that. Smith. I know the Lakers were like kind of sniffing around on that one too.
But D'Angelo Russell last year, his scoring dipped from like 19 was his career average to 12.5, and his passing efficiency numbers went through the roof. So you're coming up on 30, you know, you're like, okay, you're a little bit more self-aware. They might have got him at the perfect time.
Well, I love that idea, and I wasn't totally aware of that particular nugget about him from last season. So that's great. Maybe he's more willing to move into the role of, okay, I'm not Mr. Scorer guy. Let me go ahead and be the facilitator. I think that's what this particular Mavericks team needs more than anything, is a guy who can sort of be that floor general for you, setting other dudes up for success, and when it's time to get yours, open threes, he can knock those down. So certainly don't hate the move at all, but it's kind of a pick your flavor thing. But maybe he's morphed into more of a facilitating point guard than what we all think of him as, more of like a scoring guard.
You had
Johan Bova, who covers the Lakers, talking about how the Mavericks are one of those teams. Like, are we comfortable? Do we like the idea of bringing LeBron to town? And Walchuk, you can fact check me on
Hold
that
on.
Name.
I probably love the just way you said that.
I called him Johan Bova.
Yeah, Johan Bova, something like that. Boha. Yeah, he's like an
Boha.
Independent journalist, but we've talked about
him
before.
Now, I think
he's got. Oh, he's at the Athletic now. He's got sources.
Oh, he's definitely got sources.
Oh, yeah, he's big time with the Lakers for sure.
So, and he's got the Mavericks being one of those teams. I mean, immediately everybody was thinking maybe Cleveland, you know, just circle back, go to Cleveland. They would have what it takes. But Bobby Marks is like, dude, teams aren't interested in LeBron. At this age, for that amount of money, what type of capital are you really trying to give up for a guy that you're going to have for 1 year and he wants everything to be about himself? Go ahead and tell me the real name here.
Well, it's Jovan Buha.
Okay.
I just loved what you said.
I called him Johan Buva.
Johan Boha?
what's his name?
It's whatever Aaron said first we're going with. I like it.
Jovan.
Oh, he actually puts pronouncer in here. Jovan Buha.
There you go. That's a guy. Buha.
That's a guy that knows this, okay? Buha. My name is tough and weird, and I need help.
So, I mean, LeBron, are you guys – would you guys even want that? Because I think I'd be out on that idea. I'm not trying to take a 40-year-old – I wonder if
41.
Bronny – 441.
Yeah, he's about to break all the longevity records in the NBA.
He's a compiler.
You can't take any of my six best players, and I'm including Max Christie in that, and P.J. Washington, Kyrie Irving, Flagg, Lively. We can do something here, though. You know, if the Lakers want to get at him so bad, and they're looking at your supporting cast guys as, hey, could we get a Gafford? You know, could we get some guys that could help Luke? Like, you got Gafford because of how good of a rim threat he is for Luka. Like, you play him 35 minutes a night, he's going to get you 15 points and 12 rebounds, you know? So there is a situation. I don't think LeBron is a championship, like, number one anymore. You know, his on-ball defense and, you know, but what he does do well, I think this team massively needs, which is a playmaking creation. You can, you know, get in the up-tempo game a little bit and transition with him still. So, yeah, I don't think LeBron's going to get a haul of first-round picks and great players when you trade him. So if the Mavs are in this, I would love to see them go get him.
Now, I was kind of thinking, for 1 year, though, wouldn't you like to see it just to kind of...
I mean, I'd be excited. I mean, I would be excited. I mean,
just to kind of see if they could find a way just to... Now, you're right, don't give up, but...
You know, it's a total win now move. You're already older. You've got some old guys.
We're lucky enough we'll get another lottery pick out of this thing, you know?
They all just get hurt and then you end up getting the
We got Nico as a GM. You never know.
Fortune does favor the bold. Sure this would does, be a bold man. Move.
I mean, but if you're LeBron, maybe you want to stay with the Lakers and just hang out. You're close to home. You got your old HQ set up and you just want to coast out. Maybe this is going to be your last year. You're going to spend it with the Lakers. But, I mean, if that's not your plan, there's nothing as attractive as the Mavs right now. Maybe the Cavaliers are a close second.
I think the Cavs would be one for me personally, just because the Eastern Conference is so ridiculously wide open.
Yeah, you're not dealing with a Thunder over there.
And just the health factor.
You get to go home for a third. It'd be so great. But here you have AD, you have Kyrie, you have Jason Kidd, you have Cooper Flagg. Like,
plenty to like.
The Mavs can actually help you take that next step in your career, which is to play a lot less minutes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and ultimately I think all of this is really just posturing on LeBron's part. I don't think he wants to leave there. He certainly doesn't want to leave Bronny hanging. And I think this is just him trying to put as much pressure on them to do as much as possible to put the best roster around him, as if like they weren't already going to be doing that. They have the new ownership. They have Luka. They're clearly trying to get that thing going in motion, but seems like, in my mind, he absolutely does not want to leave there. And if he wanted to go anywhere, I guess it probably would be Cleveland.
And I guess he stopped caring about chasing the six rings.
I think. Well, that's what he said.
Rings aren't important to him anymore.
If you want fifth ring or sixth ring chances, it's got to be with the Mavs. You're not going to the Cavaliers and carrying that team. You're not going to win it with the Lakers. If you want to tie Kobe and Magic, you got to come to the Mavs.
Well,
Orlando, maybe.
You have Chris Haynes saying that it's going to be between the Phoenix Suns and the Clippers for Chris Paul. So there's the update on that front. Frank Isola tweeted out a couple hours ago, covers the Knicks and big New York guy. Jason Kidd was definitely the number one target for the Knicks.
Sure he was.
But now, of course, they've turned their attention to guys like Mike Brown, who has emerged as the front runner. So that's where things stand with the Knicks coaching job. Did you guys see the report from, it was like Knicks Talk or whatever, so it wasn't like a huge trustworthy report, but it was that Dawn Staley was potentially going to be the Thibodeau replacement on the sidelines. Can you imagine? Dawn Staley ends up being the coach for Karl Anthony Towns and company in New York. Of course we would all love it. That would be incredible. I mean, the Knicks, knowing what we know about Knicks fans, that would be an all-time compilation video of just man on the street. Who did we just hire to replace Tom Thibodeau? It's incredible. Okay, so we'll go ahead and bounce around. I haven't seen, I mean, how about Shams? Just tweeting out nothing.
Right?
He's got nothing going on.
What's going on? Have they locked down the reports? I thought there was like a moratorium on this until 5 o'clock and we were going to get hit with a flood.
I thought 5 o'clock was floodgates opening and Shams Charania's Twitter account was just going to be...
There must be a big domino that's about to drop. There must be a massive trade that's going to change the entire landscape of this and nobody wants to act until this happens. That's my prediction.
Chris Haynes is saying we used to report agreements at 5:01. That time has changed right now. I don't know. I mean, maybe the NBA, they don't have as much money to throw around anymore with all these aprons and crap they're dealing with.
Yeah, but Shams said today, like, big
Shams
money.
Shams is a certified ball sacker.
I heard you talking about this.
Shams is a salesman. Shams goes on TV and says a lot of crap.
We need Wendy back? Is that what you're saying? Or no, we need what's
we need
nuts?
Woj back.
Yeah.
I never had a doubt with Woj. Woj kept it even keel. And I like Shams. I think he does a good job, but I do think that he overhypes things.
Yeah, it's funny. I just got a text from a guy in the league. It said, asked him about any chance that LeBron would end up here. And he said, slim but possible. If he didn't opt in, I would say better chance that they could. No, they've been trying to get him to leave L.A. for the last couple of years. That's the Mavs. So
the Mavs have been trying to get the LeBron for a couple of years, but LeBron just doesn't want to leave.
That's why Jovan Boho has been saying it's been rumored for a few years now.
Okay, we finally got the first Shams nugget.
I'll
it's the Grizzlies and Jaren Jackson Jr. expected to agree on a five-year, $240 million maximum renegotiation and extension. So that's what we got here. Yeah, I think it's bring back Woj, and it's I guess
that's
it's just a waiting game now.
I'm sorry.
It might not be
that.
His fault here, but I do think he's overhyped this. Now we're all disappointed.
Do you think he's selling it?
He oversells and underdelivers.
But there's legit no news. He can't make news happen.
No, he said
something's holding up the
NBA
machine.
That's not his fault, but don't come out and say we're about to have like a bunch of this is the craziest
we're
summer 16 ever.
16 minutes in.
We usually get all kinds of – you know this.
You right?
You know as soon as we –
NFL.
We're all stunned that there's nothing here because we typically –
But he's not getting beat by anybody. You know? There's no news to be had. Well, Chuck,
but the point is he doesn't need to oversell, and he does that.
Well, how about this for overselling? An absolute bombshell is coming as our guy –
Oh, look at this. Boston.
I love it. Salute to you, sir. Big
Surprise,
baseball fan.
He can afford the beers now. They said so much salary there at the Celtics.
But how about this for overperforming? Sometime in the next 44 minutes here in the G-Bag Nation, an NBA bombshell is going to hit, and we're going to see why. So far, we've had crickets and to start a free agency.
So.
We're 16 minutes in. We do have D'Angelo Russell, right?
We do have D'Angelo Russell.
Calling out Shams.
I saw
That's
some
a
Russell.
Bombshell.
Even Shams hasn't tweeted that out.
Wow.
Maybe it's unofficial.
Maybe he's on the phone.
He's you know what?
Maybe we got ball sack
on
D'Lo.
Lost his damn fastball. I'm with you.
I'm just not buying you anymore, Shams.
Okay, we're coming back to continue this.
Get off my lawn, Shams.
Is it time for the Cowboys to pick up the phone, call the Steelers, and work another offseason trade? That's coming up next year, the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July Mega Sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July Mega Sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Hey, buddies, welcome back. It's the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. We are live at the Globe. Rangers baseball coming up in just over an hour. The NBA free agency is just underway, and it's, the silence is deafening right now. We do have D'Angelo Russell. That is official. He is becoming a Maverick, and Jaren Jackson Jr. Doing a new contract with the Memphis Grizzlies. But other than that, it's really interesting. I think something big has to be cooking that's going to reset the landscape, and everybody's strategy might be adjusting, or they're just waiting for this shoe to drop. But who knows? Okay, so we do have our eye on the wire, and we'll pass any NBA breaking news on to you. CY told us an hour ago, guys. By the way, the Expressway brought to you by the on-time experts. G-Bag of the Day coming up in 6 minutes. LA Live in 16 minutes. Tyler Mahle not coming back anytime soon is what CY told us. No. You think it kind of sounds like it's probably season-ending? I mean, that's speculation. But Jared Sandler joined us afterwards and said, well, you know, if you want him to start, he's going to have to come back from this shoulder. They got to totally shut him down and then essentially restart. I don't know. Maybe it's a John Gray situation from 2023. Like, well, hey, if we go deep enough in the playoffs, maybe, you know, Mahle could come back in some kind of role. But that's an absolute shot to their playoff chances. Hopefully Leiter and Rocker can pick up the slack as they did so well over the weekend. But, yeah, he said they need to get healthy, and he still believes in the team. But, you know, maybe they could give Josh Young some time off if they were healthy. He also said that.
Mm-hmm. He also said, too, we got to keep an eye on that series right before the All-Star break.
Yes.
San Diego, 4 games in Anaheim, 3 games in Houston.
Huge.
If that thing falls completely apart, then get ready for
things. CY's going to be the most popular man at All-Star break.
Yeah, he's going to be taking a lot of calls there in Atlanta and talking to people about his roster.
Yeah, and you know, maybe we're going to be having a conversation about the possibility of trading the biggest stars on the team. I can't imagine Seager or DeGrom or Evaldi.
No.
Yeah, outside of that, like, if nobody wants Marcus Semien, so you can't imagine, you know, unless he stays hot for another month,
well, that's
then maybe
do,
that could
like,
change.
These packages, you know, like I threw to Jared, like if you go Marcus Semien plus maybe somebody wants a young player like Josh Young or an Evan Carter or somebody else, and the Rangers have done some, hey, we don't know if this guy's ever going to reach that potential.
Yeah.
Maybe 2023 was kind of lightning in a bottle for ex-player.
They need to free up that payroll so they can go get younger stars.
That's when... You know, maybe something like that could happen.
Sebastian Wolcott's going to play in the futures game. So congrats to him. That'll add a little bit of intrigue. I know baseball fans, that's on MLB Network, right? We can watch that.
I think
That futures game there with Sebastian Wolcott. Having a pretty good season so far in Double A. I think his OPS is right at or just over 750. What else is going on here in our world of sports? As we're 4 minutes now from the G-Bag of the Day, is it time for the Cowboys to call the Steelers about another trade? This morning they traded Mika Fitzpatrick to the Dolphins for Jalen Ramsey. Obviously, the Cowboys and the George Pickens deal happened. Well, the second headline right now on ESPN.com is people are starting to call the Steelers about T.J. Watt. You know, would you do Micah Parsons for T.J. Watt?
Well, the Steelers said they're not trading him. So teams are having talks. Should we try and call them about T.J. Watt? Steelers aren't going to trade T.J. Watt.
Play June radio. Would you trade
Micah for T.J.?
Yeah.
No.
No. I don't think so.
T.J. wants a big contract.
And
he's give
north
the old
of 30.
So does Micah.
Right, but he's so much younger.
It's going to be significantly less for T.J. Watt, less guarantees. You know, so if you're looking at it like, guys, we have a couple of years and – you know, we got to get this done while Dak Prescott's still young. You know, maybe you trade Micah for T.J. Watt. They throw in a draft pick as well, and now you know that, you know, you have perhaps the better overall player, at least for this year, and you don't have to give Micah the record-setting edge deal. I mean, a vacuum. I don't think the Cowboys would ever consider it. But.
No, I mean, I don't know that it'll necessarily. Why is it going to be less guarantees for T.J. Watt?
Because he's older.
Yeah, but Myles Garrett just got it, right? Like, that's why he's holding out, is because he wants that. He wants the guarantees. It's like the same thing with Martin.
So you think T.J. Watt's going to reset the market?
That's
is
kind
he
of
the same age as Myles Garrett?
That's what he's hoping to do. I think he's roughly around the same age. They might have a year difference between the two.
That's wild.
Because I want to see T.J. just maybe 31. Let me see.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't imagine.
I'm with you, and I don't think the Steelers want to do that either. But yeah. I think that's why TJ's kind of trying to play hardball here. He's like, look, I'm a defensive player of the year. I deserve this.
Yeah,
he's 30.
He's 30 years old.
Yeah, 30 years old. He'd be 31 in October.
I mean, I see why the Steelers don't want to give him a big deal.
And Miles is 29.
Yeah. Okay. Glenn Gullitson is back as Stars coach. Did they get it right? Will Chuck brought us Gullitson.
That's a tough one.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know that you've necessarily upgraded at head coach. He's been a head coach with Calgary. They got swept in the only postseason series. And then his first go-around with Dallas, I get it. They were going through. Tom Gilardi had just bought the team. They were bankrupt. The roster wasn't very good. He did help Edmonton achieve a tremendous power play. Now, the counter is, okay, well, they've got Connor McDavid and Connor Dreisaitl. I guess in a spin.
You got some players too now.
You do? So he and you lost your power play guy. He left. So he helps with that. It also, and I don't believe that Connor McDavid is actually going to leave Edmonton, but he's got a good relationship with Connor McDavid. If for some reason he did become available, the Stars might be on the short list of teams he'd be willing to sign with because of Glenn Gullitson.
Okay. Well, I mean, I hope he can bring some of that Edmonton toughness. I guess he's really good on the power play.
Yeah.
And there's some other things to like about him. I would have never moved on from DeBoer, but I think there's enough talent here that a lot of coaches could have a pretty good amount of success elsewhere in our world of sports.
Yeah, that is amazing. You have a coach that gets you to the conference finals and then gets you to the finals, and then you move on from him.
It's crazy.
I mean, it's think about how crazy that is in this market when you talk about the Cowboys and –
You that's know, how you know I mean, it must have really ticked off those players.
That's the one guy that actually had some damn success as a coach around here. And we said, nah, not good enough. But we'll go get a guy who we had here before kind of thing. You know, I just worry, is this guy, and I said it earlier, you know, is this guy Norv Turner? Yeah, and I'm trying to use a football coaching, you know. I can't give you the hockey analysis of who the coach is that got. Now, maybe he's Bill Belichick. You know, maybe he's the guy who had an opportunity, had to go be an assistant, and then got back to being a head coach again.
Let me get this note in real quick. Chief, you got some news?
Well, we got Dorian Finney-Smith has agreed to a four-year, $53 million deal with those Rockets.
Right on. Congratulations to him, and congrats to Paige Becker. She's going to play in her first WNBA All-Star game as the number one overall pick, will be the 10th rookie to start. Caitlin Clark started last year as a rookie, and Aaliyah Boston started in 2023 as a rookie. Becker's 11th in the league in scoring and 6th in assists, so I guess she's just that good year one, and she's going to be an all-star participant. Congrats to her. Time to go into the Pimp Cup back at 75 and Fitzhugh. Lucius, how's your G-bag today?
Yeah. Here I is. Let's do this right here. G-Bag of the Day, we do it every weekday on The Fan at 5:30, you heard me? See you out there in traffic. Maneuver out there safely, fam. I'll see y'all. If you see anything floating out there, hit me up at Lucky Lucius P on social media. Lucius Alexander on Facebook. That is L-U-C-I-O-U-S. Or you can follow us all if you find G-Bag Nation on Twitter. This is day two for this champion sound. Champion sound. Most epic bar rant of all time, excuse me. This man right here was trying to ask a woman named Cindy out on a date at the bar, but her friend kept killing the vibe, so he went off.
You're the most ignorant that I've ever met.
Jeez.
Really? Yeah!
Really?
I didn't do anything, Neil. You. You. I bought you three drinks. And as soon as you got the Hennessy in you, you went ballistic on taking it out on every man in the f***ing world. F*** you. That's why you're alone. Because you're a And Cindy, I apologize. I really wanted to talk to you. I wanted to ask you out to dinner, but you got a lawyer. No, you better give me Jameson them three teas right now.
Ben. Yeah.
Give it to me. Give it to me. And you're so good friends with her that you f***ed up her night. Because I wanted to take Cindy out to dinner during the week, yeah. But you're such a c*** that I ain't even talking to her.
Yeah.
And I apologize, Cindy. She's your bitch?
Oh, jeez.
So much going on with that accent. I thought I heard Baltimore. I thought I heard, like, Detroit somewhere in Michigan. Then I thought I heard Pittsburgh. I don't know.
I'm putting big money that that's Philly. I'm putting all my money that that's somewhere in Philadelphia, especially because they kept serving that man if he was ranting like that. Yeah. No one seemed shocked by the rant in the video. People just walking around, just doing their thing. I was like, well, that's Philadelphia, bro.
Yeah, here goes Don again.
Must be a big tipper, you know? Yeah. Don't throw this guy out.
Regular. Yeah.
I got rent to pay.
Yeah.
Let him go.
He looks like a Mayor Rob Ford from Toronto.
Oh,
geez,
wow.
Toronto. Yeah.
Quite a catch there for Cindy.
Yeah. I like how old girl said, he said, what, you've had three Hennessys and you started going crazy?
Yeah.
That fool don't know. Anything can happen, fam, when you're drinking them Hennessys.
Oh, man.
Anything can happen.
Anything.
You got to be careful. All right, let's see right here. Let's go to the streamer. His name is Joey C. He refused to make an emergency phone call for a man because he didn't want to interrupt his live stream. He's got to get the likes up.
Oh. Huh? Call you? I can't hear you. I don't know.
I broke my neck.
You broke your neck? Call an ambulance? I'm doing a live stream. If I do that, I'll have someone call. Hey, call an ambulance, somebody, for this guy. 7th Avenue and 39th Street. He needs an ambulance. He's at the bus stop. 7th Avenue, North 39th Street, Tampa, Florida. So it's East 7th Avenue and North 39th Street. He's at the bus stop. He's on the north side of the street at the bus stop. Until he broke his neck.
Oh,
they're coming. Someone could do that because I don't want to interrupt the stream.
Priorities.
Someone can do it.
Grind don't stop.
Streets got to eat, baby.
Absolutely.
I checked his page, too. He's got like 1,000-some-odd followers, so he's got to get him up, man. He's got to get him up.
Rookie numbers.
That's the way to do it, though.
I know the feeling.
Let's see what else. Hey. Mr. Broadus.
Sir.
You did a Coach O impersonation today?
Wow. At least you were my favorite side.
I tell you what.
You and I could run the streets, get it down there and get a tiptoe.
Soul of her tigers, I tell you what, boy. Yeah, you did that Coach O impersonation. He was at a wedding, dancing kind of wild with a shirt off.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, all right.
I think he lives down in Miami. I think he's got like a condo situation. They were interviewing him and he was talking about...
I live on the 17th floor of this building, and, you know,
he was doing that whole bit, and he was talking about it.
Go out, work out every day, go out there and jog a little bit, and you get outside and let everybody see me without my shirt on. And he ain't seen me without my shirt on. I was at a wedding the other day, and I was doing some Coach O things. You see me with my no shirt? Yeah, yeah. I was liquored up pretty good. Had a ride home from the state troopers. State troopers are friends.
I was doing Coach O things.
Put that Coach O thing in your bag, man. I love it. The Coach O, the Al Davis. Man, A plus.
Yeah, nice work.
Thank you. Appreciate the acknowledgement, Lucius.
Hey, this is not one right here, but Mr. Choppy.
Winner.
Ralph Choppy. Ralph James Choppy, is that his name?
That's right.
King Ralph. James. King Ralph is his name. He was a gagger.
What?
Yeah.
Still is.
Yeah. Every time I hear gagger, I think ghetto gagger. I'm sorry. Only a few of those know what I'm talking about, but listen to this.
Chop, do you recall the 1997 Group 1 tournament at Rutgers?
Yes, I do. It was one of the better rounds I've – the better tournament. I was a gagger, man. I was a big-time choke artist. It was one of the better rounds of golf I played in a tournament, yeah.
Chop the gagger.
Big time choke artist.
Yeah, I'm a big gagger man.
Yeah. Usually on that back nine. You get some cold beers in me, I start gagging all over the place.
Oh! Oh! Oh, no! Oh, no!
What a shocking revelation. Ooh, there.
Wow.
The job.
Yeah.
Wow, dude. All right, let's see. Oh, my God. Wow, Dawson, why'd you do that? Damn. Jeez, dude. All right, let's see.
It's all fair, I think, with Chop.
Yeah, it's, you know, all right. Yeah.
He's a sex joke
he's
guy.
Fine. Yeah. My man goes to public restrooms with his shoes off, dog. He'd be honest, man. We got bigger things to worry about. Is that a staph infection or just an itch? You got to figure that out, Choppy.
It's both.
Yeah.
It's nothing.
It's both. let's see. What can I do? Oh, church clip right here. Yesterday was your church day. Shout out to my Reverend Dr. Pastor Freddie Haynes. These two individuals were in front of the church using ChatGPT for their prayer.
Okay. Oh, wow. May your divine light shine upon us, guiding us in our endeavors and filling our hearts with hope and inspiration. Feel free to modify this prayer or tailor it to your specific needs and benefits.
Here you go.
We ask in Jesus' name.
Feel free to modify this prayer. I love that pause afterwards. She was like, I read that, didn't I?
Yeah.
I thought I thought it.
I thought she kind of pulled it off at the end, though. Like,
feel free to go ahead and modify this prayer for your needs. Yeah. Passing it on to y'all. All right, that's it.
All right, is it Mr. Big Shot at the bar? Is it Joey C? Is it Coach Brodus, Coach O?
I'm excited to be a part of this today.
Is it Ralph James Choppy Gaggin? You know,
you look at that
score. You're like, holy crap!
Yeah,
I might have a 68 today.
Yeah, he gagged.
And he started gagging. Oops. Next thing you know, it's a 69.
Got to the 69. He gagged it.
Chad GPT prayer. RJ Chop. I'm going to go with Coach O, Coach Brodus. What do you say, Chief?
Yeah, Samsies.
Lucius.
Epic bar rant.
Brodus. Or Bolchuk, sorry.
I go with Brodus.
Brant.
Bar rant.
By a score of 3-2, and your new G Bag of the Day champion.
He's done it.
It's Brodus's Coach O, the LSU legend, who's living it up, probably. He's living the best life in America.
Yeah.
Okay, if you ever miss the champ, Lucius replays it for you every single afternoon at about 2:20-ish. Right before we get to Wolchuk's top 10 at 2:20, it's time now to stay in the pimp cup. Lucius has LA Live.
Throw your neighborhood in the air if you don't care. It is a Monday, Friday edition of LA Live. Let's get into it right after the great Rick James.
Coach O!
Have a
dope.
It'll make you dance with some of everything. Everybody get high.
The drunk. I know people out there that drink. And see, you people drink normal. These people drink, have a couple of drinks, feel fine.
Social drinking.
Yeah. Me, I couldn't stop drinking until the bartender and go, we got no more liquor!
Love it.
Yeah. Great Richard Pryor right there. Great sitting Richard on with Pryor. Johnny Carson. This is LA Live 105.3 The Fan for on a Monday, Friday edition. Monday, June 30th, 2025. Shout out to the now disbanded hip-hop group, PPT, for that name. Monday, Friday vibes here in LA Live is just where I go over some things I've seen on the timeline over the weekend. But I haven't got a phone.
Ooh, that's right.
I haven't got a phone.
How's life been? You been good?
So far, it's been 3.5 days. I've had no idea what's been going on out there in the world, brought us until this morning. And I definitely wanted to shut the laptop instantly. Like, whoa, okay. Y'all been wilding this weekend.
Yeah,
it's been pretty cool, bro. The only thing about the phone, like, I'm cool with not knowing what's going on out there in the world.
I kind of felt like that you would be okay doing
this. Oh, my gosh. I actually love it. Other than when you're driving places.
Yeah.
You don't know how to get there anymore.
Yeah.
I have no clue.
Yeah. Unless you really go to that place all the time, you don't know where this place is. So you might need a little bit of help. Couldn't go to the gym like I wanted to because I missed the music in my phone.
Yeah. You had to listen to the gym music?
Oh, my gosh, the worst, man. You're trying to do squats and you hear Barbie Girl?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
I'm a Barbie Girl.
Oh, my God.
In a Barbie world.
Re-rack.
Yeah, exactly.
I can just feel the testosterone leaving my body as they turn the music up in there. I couldn't track how much money I was spending this weekend.
Ooh. You know, you got your bank app on your phone. It kind of keeps what you're going on. Nah, I don't know what's going on, bro. I still haven't checked. In fact, I don't know what's happening. I might be in a poorhouse. Might be in a poorhouse.
If you don't look, it's okay.
Yeah, that's what I was told, too. Like men and the doctor, it'd be all right. Two more weeks, you'd be back up, buddy.
Just don't want to know.
And I noticed there's a lock of clocks out there. You can't, just can't look around and see a clock. Like, you don't know what time it is if you don't have your phone with you.
Yeah, that's a good point. Are you not a watch guy, Lucius?
I do have a watch, but the band needs to be fixed.
Yeah.
And it's a pretty expensive watch, so it's going to be expensive for me to get that done. And I just can't. Every time I want to make it happen, something else happens. Like, I need to get brakes, or a wifey's car is acting funny. Yeah. Or a new phone!
There's a new bottle of tequila online.
$350, bro! Crazy. And that's with the insurance and everything. $350, man.
Yeah, it's a joke, dude. Yeah.
You guys have a fantastic weekend.
Yes, sir.
Did you?
Yeah. It was good.
Good. Me too. Went to watch some fireworks with some friends of mine.
Cool.
And that was pretty cool. Yeah.
Where at?
He didn't know. He didn't have the GPS.
Glen Heights? Is that Glen Heights?
Oh, yeah. Okay. Glen Heights is nice.
It's nice. It's nice. Eric.
Yes, sir.
My friends are gay. They're gay.
His friends.
I was walking through the house and I was looking at all their photos of them together just living a happy life. Yeah. I said, Eric would probably be like, all right, man, I'm going to get on out of here.
It's great meeting you guys.
I got to get on.
Man, Eric got loose on social media last week.
I did get a little loose.
Some debates.
I did get a little loose.
I see it, bro. I see
you. Branching out.
I mean, it's fine. I just don't think it necessarily needs to be celebrated. Lucius, are you in a disagreement? Do you feel like we should have nights to celebrate the idea that two dudes like to have sex with each other?
Whoa.
Or girls.
Or two chicks. Yeah. Absolutely.
Or two thems.
Or two theys. Absolutely.
Mark B on my skin.
Yeah, I really don't care. I mean, I don't care. I just don't care. Let's see.
How were the fireworks?
But it was fun. I was thinking about you the whole time I was walking in there. I was like, boy, I was cracking myself up. I couldn't share my jokes to everybody. They were only mine.
That's great, man.
Yeah, it was good stuff. Now, I did see a video over the weekend of some women throwing hands and
that
feet.
Was TV, yeah.
This was incredible.
Yeah.
And cans.
This is a great
hands
move.
And cans. Were
yeah.
Can fight.
Yeah.
That
left hands, group. Feet, cans, everything. It was a bachelorette party, allegedly.
Looked like it.
In Frisco, they said. I just want to give a shout out to the green dress.
Hell yeah.
Green dress was handling her scandal like a vandal. She's got to be from the country. She was just snatching girls. Get your ass up, snatching
her. She's got reach.
Yes.
See that reach?
Yes.
Impressive.
Gosh, she's like a tackle out there.
Yeah, that's a gal that can bale some hay.
Yeah.
Buck some hay.
We'll get her on Misfit Boxing here pretty soon.
It's like my cousin Ellie Joe. I went out to visit her in the farm. She picked up 2 5-gallon buckets of water and just took them out to the barn.
Ellie
at like
Joe?
9 years old.
Ellie Joe, bro.
Ellie Joe.
Joe got hands too, fam. Ellie Joe.
Ellie Joe is
Ellie
a
Joe could
fighter.
Still kick my ass.
Yeah, Ellie Joe sounds like somebody that you would call if you have to a issue with a lady, but you can't put your hands on a lady.
Yes.
Some girl bullying you at school or something like that, Ellie Joe is the one to call. Ellie Joe definitely. Shows up to your school like, which one is a huh? Is a huh?
Ellie Joe's got her sleeves rolled up, swinging.
Ellie Joe, sure. Bro.
She had any on her shirt to begin with.
Oh, did she?
She, you know, cut off. She's a truck driver.
Damn.
Hilarious, too. She'd be stinging the whole time.
Nice. Yeah, shout out to Green Dress. You was having your scandal like a vandal. I see you punch old girl in the face, too, when she came back for some. Wow. Wow. All right, LA Live is sponsored by Greystone Roofing and Construction. That is greystone-roofing.com. What did you say, bro?
That fight should have stopped at like 5 or 6 different junctures, but they kept like going at each other super slow motion. And I'm like, man, luckily the one had some skills, the Ellie Joe of the scene. But that's when you need a couple of dudes just to be like, ladies, come on, break it up. Let's go home.
Stop, everyone.
That's what was amazing is it was like the only person that was there was the one with the camera.
Yeah,
that person didn't obviously care to stop it. It was just like they found the perfect spot to where, hey, dude, this thing's going to go until we all decide it's done. No one's going to decide
right in front
for
of D. Lincoln.
Those chicks were serious.
Right, man, ladies in cocktail dresses fighting, that takes – and heels –
yeah.
That takes some balance, too.
And a lot of booze.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A lot of booze can make
that
happen.
Breaking up women fights are very difficult, by the way.
They are
very difficult.
They're grabbing hair.
Because they will keep fighting.
They will keep
they
fighting.
They do not let go of each other. Mm-mm. They fight to the death almost. You got to get those girls to stop, man. All right. Here we go. All right, LA Live 105.3 The Fair. Before we get out of here, tell me, what do you think about this tech company's employee policy, especially on a Monday after a weekend? There's a Japanese tech company that offers paid time off. Sounds like every other company, right?
Mm-hmm. Did you say a tent?
Tech company.
Oh, tech. Okay.
Yeah.
Tech company.
If you need to recover from a hangover, they will pay you.
Wow.
Yeah. Matter of fact, it's up to like 4 hours, 3 to 4 hours. If you need to sleep in, you're late for work, 3 to 4 hours. If you say you had a hangover, you're still getting paid, bro. How about that?
Wow.
Yeah.
How many of those you get a year?
Yeah. I'm pretty sure they're counting, right? You would think.
Yeah, I think you're allowed maybe three.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
Maybe.
You're going to need about 300, Brian.
Yeah. The company's name, Trust Ring Company. It's based in Osaka, Japan.
Osaka.
Basically, if you had a few too many the night before, you can come in work late without any repercussions. Also, employees can drink on the job.
Oh, jeez. What kind of tech company is this?
I don't know, bro.
What do we need to work?
I don't know, but I'll be scared to call them if my equipment is crashing.
Yeah. Is it like maybe two or three employees at the actually working and everybody else is hungover and drinking?
It's probably, yeah. It's
probably, I mean, seriously,
one big group project.
Okay, Bill, you guys work. The rest of us are going to get drunk.
Maybe they got a situation where all their coders are a bunch of drunks, and this is just like the best way to get all the best coders.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's good,
you know?
Man.
Yeah,
they got them all. They said it was a way to try to get Gen Z, but didn't I read a report where like Gen Z doesn't even like to drink that much?
Yeah.
They don't. The yeah, you're right.
Do they like?
I mean, we just seen a championship, but they didn't even know how to open up the champagne.
Yeah.
They didn't know what
they
were doing.
I know.
It's wild.
Guys that were on the team that had never drank. Yeah. I guess if we win it, guys, I'll have my first drink. That's crazy.
Yeah. The company provides beer tap and other alcoholic beverages in the office.
Ooh.
Man, they are like...
So they want you to get hammered.
Yeah, they're really advocating.
They're pushing for this.
They're like, you take the bullet train home? How do you get home?
They actually provide you a car service as well.
Let's herd up. Everybody...
they supply you with a driver.
Yeah.
I like that. The company reportedly had no turnover within the past 3 years.
Of course.
Everybody's
not.
Damn, bro. Well, I'm keeping the job.
They're too drunk to go anywhere else.
Yeah. Now, Fortune magazine says this is impressive considering the pay is just above minimum wage. So they're not getting rich, so they're getting drunk and keeping their jobs.
Okay.
Okay.
Right. I see what we're doing
here. They're just having fun, but they're not getting paid a lot.
Yeah.
Get you boozed up.
Yeah.
Hourly pay.
Yeah. What's our buffet like? We'd rather not pay you. Buffet there as well? Do we get fed while we're getting drunk?
It doesn't say anything about food. It's just straight liquor and beer.
Okay.
They said nothing about food, actually.
Really? See, to me, if they said, we'll pay you not much, but you get to eat and drink the whole day, I would be in.
It's hard to say. Good life, you can get it.
Yeah.
So they don't pay well, but they make up for it with policies and benefits, the CEO said. Didn't say the rest of the policies. They might be keeping that in tuck.
But
then,
you can be a dysfunctional drunk.
Our company all of a sudden has liver damage to a lot of our employees. We might need to adjust that.
Yeah, the company health insurance policy is non-existent.
Yeah.
It's going to be high risks.
I don't think we'd have an HR department doing this either, would we?
Well, we should.
You know, I don't think you should, right?
No.
No, you can't.
You can't.
They're pulling their hair out. They got gray hair by now, and they're 44. Yeah.
You're in there just... Like you're asleep at your desk. It's like you're in a meeting, and all of a sudden you just boom.
Oh, marks down again.
Works in the NFL.
Yeah, you're right about that.
Let's see what else. 105.3 The Fair, Monday, Friday. Speaking of drinking on the job,
Eric.
I am
Eric.
Shout out to Boston Nick, man. He's going to hand me
Boston Nick will get you
a coldie at the ballpark.
Yeah,
he's
turn Boston that Nick down. Always have a coldie one with you.
Former CEO of Paramount Pictures, Barry Diller, was being interviewed by Anderson Cooper. Cooper's Vanderbilt, right?
Yes, he is.
That is crazy.
He is.
That is
he
amazing. Is.
Mm-hmm. He's gay, too, right?
He's very gay.
He's very gay.
He's very gay.
But his New Year's Eve show is the best.
Yeah.
They have a great time.
They have a gay old time.
They do have the gayest of times.
They have the gayest of times, yes.
I think Trump called Anderson Cooper Angela Cooper last week, didn't he?
Oh, he did.
Angela Cooper.
Oh, wow.
She's great at that job. She's so great at that job.
Trump Trump is kind of calling out, like, there's a gal that came over from Africa, a journalist over that was covering.
He was thirsting. What you talking about?
That's exactly what he was doing.
His chops at that one. This
gal,
like, damn.
This gal's posting stuff. She's, like, so happy. She's, I mean, they're a lot of fun.
Yeah, they're a lot of fun.
I was watching her videos.
Yeah, he was licking his chops. He wanted her to do a 360. Hey, can we get a turnaround here?
Yeah, where are you from?
Come back.
Angola, huh? I'll give aid to that country. Yeah.
Barry Diller was being interviewed by Anderson Cooper. Barry Diller was the CEO of Paramount Pictures from 1974 to 1984, so I don't know what he actually seen the movies like he was over, but that's 10-year run right there as the CEO of a big major picture corporation. Shout out to that man. Yeah. Now, I don't know what led to this question by Anderson Cooper, but Cooper asked the former CEO which film set was the most coked up. What? First, I don't like. I want to see the rest of the interview just to see how it got there to that point. But the CEO answered the question.
It was coked up film set.
Coked up film set?
Yeah.
Oh, Popeye. No, you can watch. By the way, you can watch it. If you watch Popeye, you're watching a movie that you think of it in you know, the thing they used to do about record speeds, 33, whatever. This is a movie that runs at 78 RPM and 33 speed. It is a coke.
You visited the set, and
I did.
And you would instantly knew everybody's coked up.
You knew it. You couldn't escape it.
Jeez.
They were actually shipping in film cans at the time. That film cans would be sent back to L.A. for daily processing of the film. This was shot in Malta, and we found out that the film cans were actually being used to ship cocaine back and forth to this set.
Wow.
Everyone was stoned.
Brilliant. Lucius, Barry Diller, Saturday Night Fever.
Oh.
Raiders of the Lost Ark.
Okay.
Quite a collection.
Terms of Endearment.
Okay.
And the TV classics Cheers and Taxi.
Okay, Big Dillard, let your mink drag on the floor, Mr. Big Dillard. I see you, bro. You was then getting in your bag.
Then he went to 20th Century Fox. He got Married with Children and The Simpsons.
God.
This guy had some hits in his day.
So that's why he feels so comfortable just admitting to, drug trafficking on this movie set. And when I walked in there, I realized everybody was coked up, and that was it. Robert Williams and Shelley Duvall, high as hell. And we're paying them.
Watching that Popeye movie, there was always something weird about it, wasn't there? I remember as a kid being like, man, this is just, it's not what I expected. This isn't fun like cartoon time. This is kind of like dark and depressing, wasn't it? Maybe that was the blow.
They were coming down on that.
Yes, I probably was. This guy's got an interesting background if you really, really want to know. In 83, publicly addressed his sexuality in a recent memoir, Who Knew? May of 2025, describing his bisexual identity and longstanding love for both men and women.
Where's the confetti? Where's the trumpets? Where's the floats and the parade?
Oh, no.
Let's give this guy an award.
Oh. I mean, he kept it private for 83 years.
Who knew? Hey. He wrote a book. Who knew?
Hey, that's a standing ovation. Why aren't you guys standing up and applauding this man?
Oh, my God.
I can't get out of my chair.
With the trolling.
He said, where's the confetti, bro?
That's a championship for humanity.
My man's gay, dude. Pop some balloons, bro. Yeah. Oh, my God. What a troll. I remember John Witherspoon. He is Pops from Friday.
Yeah.
Telling a radio interview about Johnny Carson being coked up. Hold on.
A lot. You know who else did a lot of cocaine? Johnny Carson.
Whoa. Like, hey, everybody. Whoa.
You know who else did a lot of cocaine?
We're not supposed to say that. Pops.
He didn't even pause it. You know what I'm saying?
Like, Johnny Carson.
You get to a point, you don't care.
Johnny Carson.
Don't care anymore.
Wow. Yeah. He carried it well, though.
Yeah. All right. Well, that's it. My name is Lucius Alexander. I'll be blocked tomorrow. Lord willing, and the creek don't rise. That is my time. I'm about to get out of here. Y'all be safe on these streets. Holla.
Thank you, Lucius. LA Live every night, 5:40 here in the G-Bag Nation. Happy birthday to you, man. Congrats to all the Rangers fans that have made it here to watch Texas start a three-game sweep of the O's. Pre-game's coming up here at 6:30. What are we doing next, Wolchuk?
Let's go around the bases. What we've learned about our Rangers, the Yankees' history, and Manfred's proposing this free agency adjustment. Manfred. That's next in the Nation.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.